Hi, everyone, and welcome to Ready, Set, Go to Market podcast. My name's Holly Watson, and I'm a senior product marketer at AWS. During today's episode, I'm delighted to be joined today by Devin O'Rourke. Devin is a founder and managing partner of the product marketing consulting firm, Fluvio. Previously to founding Fluvio, Devin held various product marketing roles over the last decade at companies such as Amazon, Etsy, and Tremor Video. Today, PMMs are often viewed as the central connectors between sales and marketing. On this episode, we're going to dive deep onto just that topic. We'll explore how this relationship is managed, discuss tips for product marketers looking to build strong stakeholder management relationships with each of these groups, and discuss ways that sales and marketing can collectively support product marketing, and of course, product marketing being a strong advocate. Devin, thank you so much for joining us today and having this conversation.
Thank you for having me, Holly. Happy to be here.
Awesome. So let's dive right in. The relationship with sales and marketing are super crucial to product marketing managers. To get us started, can you tell us a little bit about, in your own words, why this relationship with these departments is so crucial?
Yeah, sure. The way I look at product marketing, I try to break it down in an easily digestible way, is really inbound and outbound work. So marketing and sales, those two departments are obviously super critical in anything happening outbound, and I'll get into that. But I also think they're equally as important on the inbound work that product marketers do. So for outbound, you know, without sales and marketing, all of the narrative development, the positioning, the strategic sort of messaging that we work on, none of that can actually get in front of customers or prospects, obviously, without marketing or sales. So you obviously need to have a super tight relationship, working relationship with those departments so that they are sort of your megaphone and allowing you to get in front of, you know, the right folks, whether they're prospects or their existing customers. So really all of our work really can't go anywhere if we don't have the go-to-market arms that sales and marketing represent. And then I think something that's often overlooked is the importance in terms of inbound. So without the sales folks or marketing who's looking at data, you know, coming into the website, inbound leads, et cetera, really without those teams, product marketers are unable to listen to the marketplace, listen to prospects, listen to potential customers or existing customers, and they're not able to really understand what product needs to think about in shaping their roadmap. What are the pain points that they're coming up against? What are some of the features that, you know, you need to build in order to be successful when you onboard new clients? And so a lot of that intelligence that product marketing brings to the product org is built on by using inputs from sales and marketing. So I think both outbound and inbound work, it's hugely important.
That's such a great way to split how you want to look at the problem, right? And I love the idea of looking at, you know, PMMs leveraging sales and marketing to complete that process, to complete the megaphone outbound approach, but simultaneously thinking about them as partners to dive deep on the voice of the customer.
Exactly. Yep. And I think that's an area where sales in particular, I think they always want a seat at the table in regards to shaping the product. So do product marketers. And I think oftentimes product marketers have that ability if they build trust with product. But sales oftentimes, they don't feel like they have that opportunity. And so building that sort of relationship and ensuring that the sales team knows that they're being heard and that product marketing is the means of translating what they're hearing and what they're saying directly into the product roadmap, that's a great way to really build trust within sales.
That's great. It almost takes us to our next question, where as a product marketer, setting the expectations with those sellers on, you know, how best to work together. Oftentimes, if a seller hasn't worked with a product marketer before, you might find yourself becoming this content creator. So how do you work with your sales partners in particularly to avoid yourself becoming, you know, the content creator or having to create the one pager that might save the world.
Sure. Yeah. I feel like this is in some ways like an ongoing battle in product marketing, right? It's like dispelling this notion that we are deck creators, one page creators, and that's it. Of course, I'm sure everyone listening to this understands product marketing is the responsibilities of product marketing are so vast. Like that's a minute section of our projects. But I will say, like, the more I begin to work with more clients and I hear what companies are looking for, there is a lot of value in that work. So part of me, having, you know, created this consulting firm and hearing from all these different types of companies, the commonality is this is the type of work that's valued. So I would challenge people to think about that a little bit. I know in the past, I would really sort of scoff at this notion that that's sort of our core responsibility. And I don't think it's a core responsibility, but I do think it's something that's very tangibly of value for so many companies, and yet no one does it well. And so product marketing is in a position to be an expert content creator, whether it's a one page, a guide, a sales playbook, a narrative pitch deck, like all of those things that sometimes we feel like are a burden, they do drive great relationships with the sales team. And generally they drive business outcomes. So I've started to really change my perspective on that a bit, but I will say, and I've thought about this a lot, that I think where the frustration comes with that is that it puts product marketers into a reactive state where we're receiving requests to build certain things and we don't own the strategic direction of what we're building. So if you boil it down, that's really what causes friction. So I would challenge people to think about the fact that there is a lot of value in that work, but how do we, as product marketers, put ourselves into a position where we're more proactive and we're more strategic in developing that content? And so a lot of the mechanisms that I've helped put in place with clients are around how do product marketers get visibility into sales pipelines? How do we be incorporated into regular discussions with sales leaders and executives on what needs to be done to get opportunities across the line and into closed one? And that then transitions into product marketing being a little bit more proactive in the content that we're creating, because we are sort of like the brain trust of behind the product, right? So sales will look to product marketing to understand how do we map our products to the things I'm hearing when my prospect is saying they need. If we're able to get upstream and involved in those conversations before the reactive request comes our way, we can create better collateral and we're put in a better position with more sort of freedom to do the work that we're really great at doing.
Yeah, I love that. It's getting to the root cause of where that frustration comes from and trying to get ahead of it in a way that still benefits the seller.
Exactly.
So what tips would you have for some of our listeners and the product marketers that are out there to really grab the attention of a busy sales team?
Yeah, this one is an interesting one. In terms of like grabbing attention, I think the best way to get the attention of sales team is to be super consistent with how you communicate with them. So rather than how do I make this big splashy entrance with sales teams, it's more about how do I consistently build rapport within each individual business unit, whether it's weekly readouts on some of the work you're doing and giving them visibility into some of the products that are coming out, how we're thinking about those products, who they're applicable for, and giving them as much visibility as possible on, say, a weekly, bi-weekly basis. And it's also being a part of their regular meetings. So oftentimes, sales teams will have like a weekly, enterprise sales team meeting where they go through all of the things that are in the pipeline, all of the deals. They discuss some of the challenges they're having. and they go through potential solves. If product marketing is in that room and they're providing feedback and providing suggestions and they're giving new information around product or content that's coming out, then you're going to get the attention of the sales team. So I think it's more just about consistency.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. And in terms of that, sticking on this topic of wanting to build that rapport, build that relationship, showing up to those meetings can be very vital in terms of, you know, even just listening to the conversations that are taking place. What other items or actions can the product marketer do to really build that trust and foster those strong collaborative relationships?
I think you bring up a really good point in that just being in the room in itself is potentially a big change that has a lot of downstream impact. Like I think if you're able to get into a working rhythm with sales with a sales team that's willing to put you directly with or directly into prospect calls, I think that is something that I would suggest. I know, particularly when you're onboarding with a new company, or in my case, working with a new client, that's really the best place to start because you get a sense for who your target audience is, what they're asking for, what they're coming up against, potentially what competitors they're either using or evaluating. And then you also get a sense for how the sales team is positioning your products. What are the core value props? What are the use cases they're highlighting? You can be right there on the front line. And so I would encourage, you know, every product marketer to make a practice out of getting in front of prospects in the room with sellers as much as possible.
That's always so much fun, really, to see your messaging, your positioning, the research that you've done. You see it in action when you're right there with the sellers. And a lot of the times the sellers are hesitant to bring extra people into the room. And so building that relationship early on helps ensure that trust is built and that seller feels confident of pulling in that product marketer. I found opportunities to, you know, speak about the product, provide demos, and relieve some of the product pressure from the seller.
Exactly.
When you're in the room. So that's
awesome. Exactly right. Like, I think you need to think about what are the reasons why a seller would want me to be in that room? What are the things that mm-hmm. I can do that are going to add value to that conversation and potentially help close a deal? And that is the product. You understand the product mm-hmm. Better than the sellers do if you're good at your job. You have visibility into what's coming out over the next 6-12 months. So you can speak to that and immediately mm-hmm. add value to the conversation. And it also, in a lot of instances, gives prospects or existing customers the sense that you know, they're valued, that they're getting time from someone who's not actually selling them and making commission off of the discussion. So there are a lot of value drivers that I think sellers, that product marketers can leverage to get in that room with sellers.
Very nice. So let's switch gears just a little bit and talk more specifically about the relationship with marketing. Now, product marketing has marketing in the title, but how should a product marketer think about their relationship with other leads in marketing? I mean, obviously we could go down the list, right? Demand, events, customer, but it really grows beyond, you know, the marketing title can be so broad, but how do you kind of look at that relationship between the PMMs and the wider marketing organization?
Yeah, so this depends on a couple different variables. So product marketing can sit within product. It can also sit within marketing. And I think depending on where product marketing falls within the organization, this changes. And so, you know, that's something that you have to be cognizant of. I would say what I've learned is that similar to what I was speaking about earlier, where sometimes product marketers can feel like they're reactive and less strategic because they're just executing based on what sellers are asking for. Marketing, and like you to your point, demand gen, social, really across the board, content managers, like they can feel that way as well. So as a product marketer, we're owning sort of the go-to-market planning process. And oftentimes that translates into a handoff. We develop product marketing, go-to-market plans. We hand that off to the marketing team. They execute. They don't have a say in any of the like strategic variables that are in the plan. And so I've found that to be, an area where there's creates some back and forth. So recently what I've seen work really well is instead of locking in a go-to-market plan for a large launch and sort of throwing it over the wall to marketing, you know, you develop a go-to-market plan, but you leave some room for iteration and you hold a meeting with marketing where there's sort of brainstorming, because every single person within that marketing org is a specialist, whereas product marketing is really a generalist. So as product marketers, we actually can get a lot of value extracting the information from those specialists. So if we put together a go-to-market plan and we hold a meeting where the demand gen manager, the content manager, social, paid and growth teams, they're all going to have a perspective on the individual channels that they'll be executing against. And that will create a stronger plan if we're able to pull in some of their feedback and adapt our go-to-market plan. So yeah, I would encourage everyone to really think through how do we incorporate marketing as an input versus it solely being on the outside and being an execution team.
Mm-hmm. Like another step in the process of go-to-market. I love that.
Yeah. And it doesn't have to be like a fully big sort of fleshed out process where, you know, you feel like you lose time. Oftentimes I feel like product marketers feel like, and same with product managers, feel like there's so many steps they have to go through and it's so hard, but just make it so that go-to-market plans aren't as rigid as they have to be. You can be a little bit more nimble. Mm.
And when you talk about this meeting or this presentation, when you're working with the team, are you using things like a campaign brief, project management tools and processes, or what are you using to have this conversation?
Yeah. So we're actually at Fluvio, we're currently going through an exercise of building out a template for each type of go-to-market plan, or I guess you could say like what medium we're using to present go-to-market plans. I've seen this differ at every company I've worked at every client I've worked with. It's just dependent on the culture. So at Amazon, which I'm sure you've now learned, it's a doc-heavy culture. So everything is in the form of a very buttoned-up document, say 6 pages with some FAQs, maybe extending into the appendix, but it's all written up in that sort of format. That is a great format for a go-to-market plan. It requires you to think through every little detail, have everything very well documented. And by the end of writing up a 6-page go-to-market plan, you're going to feel really good about what you have. There's no doubt about that. And you're going to be prepared to be challenged on it. But that's not the case for a lot of companies. Like, that's not the right medium based on other company culture. So you also have, deck templates for go-to-market plans that house some of that similar information, but a little bit more visual and with graphs. And then you also have like a true template, which the Product Marketing Alliance has a go-to-market template, which I think serves a really good base or foundation for developing a go-to-market plan, but probably needs a little bit further in order to really like present that in a way that other teams can understand and provide input to. So it's a long-winded answer, but there are many templates. I've used all of them. I think they all have merit. I think that they're useful depending on the right company culture and the right scenario.
No, I love that. It definitely opens the door for recognizing the flexibility that's required when you go into go to markets. I'm oftentimes working in scenarios where, regardless of the go-to-market, regardless of the team members that are in the room, I might have worked with them on just a previous launch, or they're net new to the company. I always try to remind everybody that, you know, this launch might look a little bit different from the ones that we've done previously. And we need to be able to have that flexibility back and forth. And that gets all the way down into the templates that we're using, making sure that there's some ownership or felt ownership from all the different stakeholders that are playing a role.
Right. That's absolutely right.
And so, speaking again, just more specifically with marketing, how are you involving these teams? I mean, what stage in their go-to-market process do you feel is the right time to pull in the marketing stakeholders?
Yeah. So I think there are a couple different phases for working with marketing. I think there's like a quarterly high level review that you can provide visibility for that team into the roadmap. So, you know, I encourage product marketers to work as tightly as possible with products so that they understand what's coming out and present that in a regular quarterly cadence to the marketing team. So they understand over the next 3 months, what are the big things being shipped? What are the things that are going to require some of their energy and allow them to ask any questions up front so that they feel like they're prepared for what's coming. I think that goes a long way. And then, like I mentioned earlier, I think as you're developing a go-to-market plan for a new product, before that's finalized, you should be pulling in marketing team members as inputs so that you come to a finalized product that has alignment before it's officially sort of fleshed out.
Driving alignment, it's music to every product marketer's ear. well, this has been super fun. I think I could continue this conversation with you for many more hours. But before we do wrap up, is there anything else you'd like to mention or tell to our listeners?
I think I know a lot of what we've talked about is building relationship and stakeholder management. I think, you know, I mentioned consistency. I think that's hugely important with any stakeholder, is just provide a regular, consistent means of communication with them. That will go a really long way. And then the other thing I would encourage people to think about is just being authentic and owning mistakes. That'll also go a long way. I think with any relationship, whether it's personal or business, like just be honest, admit when you're wrong, and also, you know, use that as an opportunity to articulate the things that you're going to do to course correct and where you've learned. You know, no one wants to work with someone who feels like they're hiding things. The more you can be authentic, add value and be consistent, the better and stronger relationships you're going to create.
Such good advice for many, many reasons. Well, Devin, thank you again for joining us on today's episode. Really appreciate the time. Really appreciate the insights that you've been able to provide. And good luck out there. We will be following Fluvio through its successes.
Thank you so much, Holly. I really appreciate you having me on.